Hi, I'm Arlena. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. 4 years ago, I opened Luminous Beauty in a tiny strip mall with just two styling chairs and a dream. Everyone said I was crazy to start a salon in this economy, especially my parents. Mom asked why I couldn't get a real job like my sister Tiffany, who was bouncing between receptionist positions while finding herself. Dad straight up refused to co-sign my small business loan. It's too risky, he told me over Sunday dinner. Besides, Tiffany might need our financial backing for college next year. Tiffany, at 27, had already dropped out of three different programs. I was 25 and had saved every penny from working at other salons for 5 years. I've got this, I said, and I did. I worked 16-hour days, built a clientele through social media marketing, and slowly expanded to 5 chairs, all filled with loyal stylists who believed in my vision. Jenna was the first stylist to join me. We met at beauty school and reconnected when she walked into my salon one rainy Tuesday. This place has your energy all over it, she said, running her hand along the reception counter I'd refinished myself. You hiring? With Jenna came her roster of clients, and our growth accelerated. By year 3, Luminous Beauty was the most sought-after salon in the district. We had a waiting list for appointments and had expanded into a premium skincare line that was flying off our shelves. That's when Maxwell Harrington walked in. Not for a haircut, though he could have used one, but because his venture capital firm specialized in growing successful local businesses. You've created something special here, he said during our first meeting. Your profit margins are impressive, but what really stands out is your staff retention and customer loyalty metrics. My parents suddenly started mentioning my little shop at family gatherings. Arlena's doing quite well with her beauty parlor, Mom would say, though she'd never set foot inside. Dad would nod, then immediately pivot to Tiffany's latest adventure, a 2-week pottery course she was really connecting with. Last month, everything shifted. Tiffany showed up at closing time, examining our premium products with newfound interest. This is actually kind of cute, she said, as if discovering a child's art project. Do you, like, make good money? I should have seen the danger signs when she asked about our revenue streams and profit margins. Instead, I felt a pathetic flicker of hope that my sister might finally respect what I'd built. We're doing well, I said, trying not to sound too proud. It's taken a lot of work, but we're projected to increase revenue by 30% this year. Tiffany nodded, twirling her perfectly highlighted hair. Cool. Maybe I should get into the beauty business, too. I laughed, thinking she was joking. Tiffany had never shown interest in beauty beyond being its recipient. She couldn't even commit to a nail appointment without canceling twice. I'm serious, she said, her eyes narrowing slightly. I think I'd be really good at it. I had no idea then that her sudden interest would lead to the worst betrayal of my life. The call from my mother came exactly 3 days after Tiffany's visit to the salon. Your sister is really excited about learning the beauty business? Isn't that wonderful? You'll train her, of course. It wasn't a question. In my family, Tiffany's whims were treated as divine inspiration. Mom, running a salon takes years of training and experience. Don't be selfish, Arlena. Your sister finally found something she's passionate about. 2 days later, Tiffany appeared at Luminous Beauty, wearing impractical heels and a bored expression. Jenna shot me a concerned look as I introduced her to our protocols. You want me to actually clean the stations? I thought you had people for that, Tiffany complained, examining her manicure. We all maintain our own spaces. It's part of our success. She rolled her eyes. Whatever. That afternoon, Pauline Westbrook arrived for her monthly color treatment. As our most influential client, a local news anchor with 200,000 social media followers, Pauline's satisfaction was paramount. Arlena, darling, the last color was absolute perfection. My producer said the lighting team actually adjusted their settings because my highlights were catching the light so beautifully. I was mixing Pauline's custom color when Tiffany sauntered over. You should try our new premium treatment. It's like, way better. Pauline raised an eyebrow. I'm quite happy with my current service. But this one's more expensive. Tiffany's still learning our product lines. Your usual treatment is actually our most premium option. Pauline smiled tightly. Later, as I walked her to the front, she whispered, Honey, is everything all right? Your new assistant seems challenging. She's my sister. Temporary situation. After a week, inventory discrepancies appeared. Premium products vanished. The cash register was short $150 on Tiffany's shifts. When I confronted her, she shrugged. Maybe you miscounted, or someone else took it. At Sunday dinner, I tried raising my concerns with my parents. Tiffany's not really grasping the business aspects. Dad's fork clattered against his plate. She's only been there a few weeks. You need to be more supportive. Richard, Mom interjected. Remember what Dr. Lansing said about Tiffany's learning style? She's an experiential learner. She needs hands-on management experience, not just assistant work. I nearly choked on my water. Management? She can't even close out a register correctly. That's enough, Dad snapped. Not everyone is as, he searched for the word, detail-oriented as you. Tiffany has people skills, vision. Mom nodded enthusiastically. We've been thinking about Tiffany's future a lot lately. She needs this opportunity more than you realize. The next morning, Jenna rushed into my office, face pale. Someone's been requesting copies of our business formation documents, tax records, and the building lease, she said, handing me an email from our accountant. The requester? My father's email address. Why would Dad need copies of my business paperwork? I wondered aloud, though a sickening suspicion was already forming in my stomach. I don't know, but I don't like it. They're planning something, Arlena. I stared at the email, remembering my mother's words. Tiffany needs this opportunity more than you realize. I had no idea just how far they'd go to give it to her. The text message from Dad came 3 days later. Family meeting, our house, 7 p.m., important business matters to discuss. I spent the entire drive rehearsing arguments, assembling proof of Tiffany's incompetence. Surely they couldn't seriously be considering what I feared. The salon was my creation, my livelihood, my identity. When I arrived, they were already seated at the dining table. Mom, Dad, and Tiffany. Legal papers spread across the polished mahogany surface made my stomach drop. Sit down, Arlena, Dad said, his business voice in full effect. We've been discussing Luminous Beauty's future. My salon's future is my decision. This hostility is exactly the problem. You've always been so territorial. We've made a decision as a family, Dad continued, sliding documents toward me. Tiffany will be taking over ownership of Luminous Beauty. We've already spoken with our attorney. The room tilted. You've what? It's time for your sister to shine, Mom said, reaching for Tiffany's hand. She's struggled for so long to find her path. This is her chance. Tiffany smiled, a picture of practiced innocence. I really appreciate this opportunity. I have so many ideas for the salon. This is insane, I said, my voice barely controlled. I built that business from nothing. I work 16-hour days. I've invested every penny I have. And you've proven you can succeed, Dad countered. You can build another business. Tiffany needs this foundation you've created. I deserve a turn, Tiffany added, her voice taking on the whiny quality she'd perfected since childhood. You always get everything. You're the smart one, the responsible one. Now I finally found something I'm passionate about, and you want to keep it from me too? I stared at her in disbelief. You've been passionate about it for all of 2 weeks. Before that, you called it my little hair shop and asked if I regretted not getting a real degree. Mom made a disappointed clicking sound. There you go again, bringing up the past. Tiffany has always struggled with confidence because of your constant competition. Competition? I've never... We're not asking, Arlena. The salon operates in a building I co-signed for. Your initial business loan, which I helped you secure through my banking connections, has specific succession clauses. You refused to co-sign my loan, I said, voice shaking. I got it on my own. After I spoke to Bradley at the bank, Dad corrected. Who do you think convinced them to take a chance on you? The betrayal knocked the wind from my lungs. All these years, I'd believed I'd done it entirely on my own. You're forcing me to give away my business because Tiffany wants it? Just like that? We're not forcing anything, Mom said. We're making a necessary family adjustment. Tiffany needs structure, and you need to learn to share. You can stay on as an employee, of course. The audacity left me speechless. Sign the papers, Arlena, Dad said. Don't make this uglier than it needs to be. 3 hours later, numb and defeated by their relentless pressure and legal threats, I signed. My name, trembling and barely legible, transferring away 4 years of blood, sweat, and dreams. The changes came swiftly. Within a week, Tiffany fired Jenna and two other loyal stylists. "Too negative," she explained when I confronted her. "Besides, my friends need jobs too." She switched to cheaper product lines, raised prices, and extended my carefully calculated appointment times to fit in more clients. Quality plummeted. Long-term clients began canceling. "You need to fix this," I told her after a particularly disastrous day. "You're just jealous because clients love my energy," she snapped. "Mom and Dad were right. You can't stand seeing me succeed." That night, Jenna and I met at her apartment, spreading documentation across her kitchen table, inventory records, client complaints, tax filing errors we discovered. "This is just the beginning," Jenna said, organizing the evidence. "She'll sink herself." My phone buzzed with a text from Maxwell. "Heard what happened? Terrible situation. I have a business proposition for you. Premium location just opened up 3 blocks from your old salon. Interested?" For the first time in weeks, I smiled. 3 months later, True Luminance opened its doors. Maxwell's investment secured a stunning location with floor-to-ceiling windows and state-of-the-art equipment. Jenna and our fired team members stood proudly beside me at the grand opening. "This place is magnificent," Pauline gushed, being our ceremonial first client. "And I'm telling everyone about it on tomorrow's broadcast." True to her word, Pauline's segment on Local Business Spotlight featured our salon prominently. Without mentioning names, she warned viewers about unprofessional management changes at certain establishments. The subtle dig wasn't lost on anyone. Meanwhile, Luminous Beauty was crumbling. Health department citations accumulated after Tiffany ignored sanitation protocols. Former clients flooded social media with complaints about botched services and double charging. The tax errors Jenna documented triggered an audit. "Arlena, we need to talk," Dad's voicemail sounded desperate. "Tiffany's having some difficulties with the salon. Maybe you could advise her?" I never returned the call. By month 4, Tiffany was forced to sell the salon at a massive loss to cover outstanding debts. The new owners immediately rebranded, erasing any trace of my former business. Mom cornered me outside my apartment. "This is cruel, Arlena. Your sister is devastated. She's moved back home and barely leaves her room." Sounds like natural consequences to me. "We're family. We made a mistake. Can't you forgive us?" I looked at her, really looked at her, for perhaps the first time. "You know what I realized? I don't need people who see me as nothing but a resource to exploit." Dad tried next, showing up at True Luminance with an expensive peace offering. I had security escort him out. Tiffany sent a tearful video apology. "I didn't understand what I was destroying. Please help me start over." I blocked her number. The satisfaction wasn't in watching them suffer. It was in my own spectacular success. True Luminance expanded to 3 locations within 18 months. Maxwell and I became business partners, then more. Last week, a national beauty brand approached us about acquisition for 7 figures. My parents still send birthday cards with notes about healing family wounds. Tiffany occasionally creates new social media accounts to reach me. They all gather dust in my blocked folder. During my business leadership speech at the Chamber of Commerce, someone asked about my secret to success. "Build something so magnificent," I told them, "that those who tried to destroy you have to live in its shadow. Some bridges, once burned, should remain ashes. That's the end of Arlena's story. Would you have forgiven your family after such betrayal, or was cutting them off completely justified? The line between justice and revenge can be thin. Share your thoughts below. If you enjoyed this revenge tale, hit like and subscribe for more dramatic stories of family conflict and triumph."